canceled meetings out of respect and with the due consequences. Do what they may. Apologies, we have none. Declaration of interest, Councillor Baker.
On page 21, Mr. Matheson's rubbish depot, and in the closed section, the third article.
In the Inland Rail, this new late entry of Inland Rail in the post, maybe for the future, I should be pulling out of this one. But it's only a recommendation of the application. You know, it's nothing serious to be added on.
You're just adding it in the future?
I need a form, please.
I'm in the same position as Councillor Pearn.
Okay. Right, okay.
Yeah,
it's a form where you need that for you. That's Councillor Pearn and Councillor Matheson in regard to Inland Rail procurement matter.
I've done the research. I could possibly be in the same situation. My sister-in-law is married to Peter Bonington. So whilst he's not at the moment a company director within the business, his father is. So I don't know how many hops away you've got to be from this, but yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't advise you.
No, and it's probably something I might take up with Mr. Upton down the track.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, we can provide you with the details of how far the immediate family goes.
Yeah.
Right,
thank you.
Righto, next item on the agenda is a confirmation of the minutes held on the 16th of February. Would you like to move the acceptance of those? Councillor Mudford, Councillor Baker. For any alterations or amendments to those minutes? If not, I'll put their acceptance. All those in favour?
Right.
Against, carried. Councillors, we now need to move into closed section.
Somebody let the press in, please.
Then all those in favour?
Right.
Against, carried. Open section. And the first report there is a report on Uganda councils. Resignation from the Arana Joint Organisation. Sorry, Clinton, I didn't see your associate's photo in the paper. I was meant to write a name there.
Emily.
Welcome to Uganda. Emily?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is our normal monthly council meeting. The council just moved into open section, which enables the press and the public to attend. The first report we've got there, you haven't got a copy of the business paper, have you?
No, I've got it on my phone, that's right.
Yeah, right, okay. Uganda Council's resignation from the joint organisation. It's been a long road, it's been trying. And from my own personal experience, very unproductive. The whole concept. Yeah, you might. You're going to have to. Mr. Nurse? So I can waffle on here for an hour or two and then actually do the same, sitting in a few meetings. But the gist of it is, we went in to the organisation on a parliamentary legislation. The only way we get out is through parliamentary legislation. They let us out and do facilitate that. Needs a written application from us as a council to the Minister for Local Government. And that's what this report will engender for different recommendation.
Mr. Mayor, or current member councillors, general on the same page.
Yes.
Of the Gilgamesh, the Arana one here.
Yep. Yes. I'm happy to move the recommendation and probably speak a little bit further, Mr. Mayor, if it's okay. At the last joint organisation meeting, which was held in Narromine about 3 weeks ago, at that particular meeting, Dougal Saunders, member for Dubbo, was present, and we made our case that the joint organisation is not working, and I think he actually openly admitted that it seems to be a common theme across the state. There is a joint organisation review at the moment, and probably once that case is heard and then found out, I think we're going to become a member of some sort of more voluntary type organisation. And that was very much the consensus across the member councils in the room the other day, which was Bogan, Gilgandra, Narromine, and Warrumbungle Shires.
And Midwest.
And Midwestern, sorry, we're there. And we all felt that there has been a bit of a divide put across our region. And when the Far West Authority was broken off, which taking the town, those river towns of Wold and Bree, Burke and Cobar, that they still look to Dubbo as their regional centre of focus. And I think this is probably a little bit of a shot back across the bow to the government to say, We do want to work together collaboratively, as local government, but we want to do it under a framework that actually lets us move and be flexible. So that's probably how I would move the recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Do I have a second? Councillor Baker, is there any discussion for or against the recommendation? If not, I'll put it. All those in favour? Unanimous. Be the case. Membership of the Murray-Darling Basin Association.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, the report there is relatively straightforward. We have representation by Andrew Bradbury and the elected representative of Mayor Craig David of Narromine Shire. It's an association that represents councils across the Murray-Darling Basin. They've identified that obviously the Castle Ray catchment is in that area. I think there's merit in being a member of this association, particularly with some of those big projects we've got, which I've listed in the report, and in particular the river restoration and beautification project, which I think having some leverage from an association like this could be important.
Yeah,
I didn't
know that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Lachlan, one seconder. Councillor Maiden, look at Ms.
Yep.
Baker. You working here?
Got my IT hat on.
Right, I'll put that. All those in favour? Against Gary. The ARA, Australian Rail Association, Inland Rail Conference.
Yeah, again there, Mr. Mayor, it's pretty straightforward. We've been regular participants out of that and established some good relationships. And now that the witness is starting to crack around in their mail, I believe there still needs to be some representation by Councillor D. Forbes.
Happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Walker.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Second up?
Yes, I'll second
that. Councillor Mudford. Recommendation says the mayor and nominee. Is there any other council interested in getting amongst the rail nerds? Okay, I'll leave it that up. We've got all those in favour?
Aye.
Against Gary. More conferences, just post COVID. Western Division Council's conference. This is what used to be the Far Western Division. What was it? B Division.
B Division.
And they ran a very successful organisation, same as the old AROC. They've come back now and they're running their first one in Broken Hill on the 9th to the 21st of April, which I think is our council day. So, yeah, A, do we go, B, do we schedule the council meeting?
Can I speak to the last one I went to?
Yeah.
I don't know whether the council should advise. It's nice to support this, but I think that a lot of the issues are more focused towards the Western councils where we're not really in that same boat.
I could probably second that comment because I was at it, I think.
If the recommendation was that council not attend the West Division Conference, instead of doing, wish them all the best for the conference, for a successful conference, the time we'll be happy to move on. Councillor Moffat, Councillor Beard. Councillor Moffat, I'll put that, all those in favour.
All right.
That's right. I was thinking when we were talking about Lucas Bridge and going wild and free up a road, it fix this one. This is a bit of a praises of the history, which is a bit of a slur, I think, on the agencies involved.
It's a bit like a patent's place.
Yeah. Last time. So the report be noted.
There's nothing more we can do. Let's see. Perhaps Councillor Mudford could use his surname influence.
No, mate, can we get historical significance out of this? Because I think there was a dog story out there. We'll involve the RSPCA.
I have no memory of that conversation.
Okay, I guess. So I think we can note the report because anyone see it would have been ideal time to be able to do some movement.
Yeah, so what happens as part of the natural plane? You pick the greater blade up and.
Well, no, it's a fire trail, really. Okay. I wouldn't say it's a road, it's a fire trail, and I think we continue to maintain as best we can.
With Lucas Bridge being renewed and upgraded.
Yes.
No likelihood of it being you?
Oh, every chance that Mudford's Road will get more traffic through it. But whilst we're working through this issue, I believe there's, you know, we spoke about it at the bushfire management committee meeting this morning. It's a big issue. Crownland's got a lot of these issues to deal with, and I think it's just in the queue.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I mean, once, not only do they say we can work through it and dedicate the road, we've then got biodiversity offset issues we'll need to consider, by clearing the vegetation, those sorts of things.
Safe sides.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't think this is a straightforward process.
Yeah. We do have bigger fish to fry.
We do.
On the hook for a long time.
It was really as an update because I know the council is very keen just to see how this is progressing.
It's just been on the books of council for so long that we just would like to see a resolution.
It's unbelievable what's been going on. That's an interesting map you've got there showing the scrub and the forest and the cleared ground next to it. You can see the hard work that pioneers would have done clearing that country. And today you can't even cut a pine tree down with nothing grateful. It's just the laws are changing and make it very difficult. It's a bus route, and I can't see why. It's just a stroke of a pen, like someone's pulling back on the whole thing, like it's been going on since 2008. It's unbelievable. It just can't be sorted out.
Good example of red tape, not happening.
That's right. I think it's about one of the straightest roads in the Gilshire, not a bend, you know.
Okay, so it's there for notation, no report. Moved by Councillor Mockler. Do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Councillor Mudd. Thank you. All those in favour? All right. Yes, Gary. The next report is the development application. Kiwi Heritage Centre renovations.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. It's pretty self-explanatory, the report. If I'm happy to take any questions in regards to the report.
I haven't read the report, I don't think, on the fire issues you're having.
So you're talking about the design conference report or my report?
No, this one's all right.
The design of the fire, you were talking about it before we started this council meeting and hadn't come past me. That's
in
my fault, or somebody's fault.
DA in this section.
Yeah. It's in this section now.
Yeah. There's a late email of a...
Oh, you're talking about the legal advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that
can
was...
Can you speak to that, please?
So basically, the general manager sought legal advice based on the two, as he explained earlier, on the two professional opinions.
Mm.
And basically, the advice is that it's supporting the recommendation as presented today.
The legal advice is.
Yeah.
Is there any dangers with that or not?
Any dangers?
Yeah.
It's a danger if we don't do any action. That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
In regards to fire safety measures.
What is the financial implication? Yes. How much extra is going to cost us?
A couple hundred?
Well, it hasn't been costed out based on whether you meet the deemed to satisfy provisions or you go down the track of the alternate solution performance requirements. So
those designs haven't actually been done yet. They will be done as part of the construction certificate?
Correct.
Okay.
There are potential financial implications.
Definitely.
So really, the question through you, Mr. Mayor, is just to clarify in my own head, and maybe for fellow councillors, is today's report is we're approving the DA as per the recommendations, 1 through to 32.
Yep.
And once the construction certificate is drawn up, and then we can identify what works need to be done, and we will take probably the most cost-effective option to either satisfy the fire conditions,
yep,
or look for an alternative solution to meet those fire conditions,
yep,
as per...
So both methods will meet the performance requirements of the NCC. And until they're costed out, council won't be in a position to make that call on the costing side of things.
Yeah,
they both have a cost.
Both have a cost, but you basically, they're implemented now, but they're not working, so they're non-compliant. So your fire hose reels and your hydrants up there are non-compliant. So that was a condition of consent of the original DA, which hasn't been complied with.
Since 2000.
Yeah.
So it's an opportunity to bring it in line.
Quite a substantial process.
Yeah.
Can I just say from a councillor's point of view, through you, Mr. Mayor, that when I queried this on numerous occasions with Mr. Ouchen, where was the DA? How come it was only given to the council on the 8th of this month? Where's it been? We've had that place closed for how long? What's going on?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, yeah, we've been held up in the DA process, waiting on a decision with the fire, and that's, it can only be presented to you today because we've only recently received the fire engineer's report and Lindsay's had the opportunity as the certifier to consider the fire engineer's report. So this is what's been holding us up, Councillor Baker, exactly this.
But I think the tag team off that, sorry, actually just add to that now. Originally, COVID caused the closure in the first place, so the visitor information centre was one of those things we had to close down during the COVID restrictions. So let's just piggyback off each other to get to this point.
Yeah, because I went back through my paperwork and I printed out in 2018 when you had the first stakeholders workshop,
yeah,
and it just seems really strange that it's here we are, and that one of their major concern was that it wasn't going to be closed like this. Back to the point.
COVID necessitated the closure for a certain period.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yeah, we'll take total responsibility for the closure. I mean, COVID did hit and we did close and we made the decision not to reopen because we thought the construction phase would be well and truly underway by this. Our own process is actually completely fooled me as to far as the amount of time that needs to be taken to go through this phase of the project. We, on the other hand, we do have all the final designs completed The engineers are all now done. We're ready to go to tender as soon as we get a CC to go with this DA today. So the plan is that we'll be going to tender in the next 6 to 8 weeks, and that we'll have someone on site there actually building in the next 3 months. That's the plan. We hope that there's contractors available to do that, but certainly the hold up right now is that we haven't got a decision about the fire. The second thing I'll flag with you as the developer, I'll be coming back to you to show you what the difference is in the price, and also request that council fund the difference. So that's another thing I don't like doing, but certainly that's part of doing business.
Well, I think too...
There should be budget for that.
Can I just... Look, number one, I think we need to deal with the recommendations, and I'm happy to move number one to 32. And add to Councillor Bogan's comment, and probably Mr. Elton's comment as well, there's been quite a lengthy consultation process with the community. I remember seeing an initial design for this, and the design that you actually see here today, I believe, is quite different to that.
Exactly.
Oh, through you,
certainly. So it has been quite an evolving process, you know, and I don't think... Yeah, look, we're probably all a little bit to blame, you know, for this, in all honesty, because it's been out for one review, it's been out for community consultation, you know, it was thrown up in the air, there was things that were liked and disliked about it, and the thing was redrawn and come back and now become an acceptable, you know, palette to the community, which has now got the support, which then goes to the DA process, not like... A lot of these things can't happen concurrently. Like, it's a step-by-step process.
Well, I think we need to be more informative through the newspaper or Facebook page or something, because it falls back into the hands of this as well when people say that the council's trying to move everything down the main street.
Oh, through you, Mr. Mayor.
So we've got to be careful. We've got to tell the community what we're doing.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. I take offence to any suggestion that we haven't been totally open with the community. The community's been fully involved and fully informed the whole way. In fact, we get at least weekly regular discussions with people who aren't happy with it being open. Everyone knows where we're up to with it. It has been a problem the whole way with getting to this point, but there's certainly been no lack of consultation with the community. And in fact, we're meeting with the community again on Friday to give them an update again. We've done that regularly. Like, it's not being formed, Councillor Baker, but definitely it is too slow with us going from the point where we decided to close to where we're going to reopen. There is no defence to that one. We totally agree with that one, but certainly I can't accept that there hasn't been full consultation with the community, because it's been really open, that part.
Well, you're meeting on Friday that you just mentioned. I was only told about it today for the closing of the toilets in the hub. So is that what it's about, or is it about...
It's actually a briefing to do with all the projects we've got going at the moment. So Mrs. Mannion will be providing an update on the library hub project, including what's proposed in the plaza with the relocation, the closing and relocation of the toilets, the street stall, the $600,000 that council's going to commit to the project, what's going to happen with the library that we're up to from moving from concept design to final design now.
Is that in today's paper?
Sorry?
Is that in today's paper for the community?
It was in last week's.
No,
not
I'm just
sure.
Saying, if the meeting sits for a day.
Press release today? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But Mr. Mayor, I think we need to deal with the motion that's
thank
on the books,
please.
I've moved recommendation 132.
I'll have you second that.
Councillor Mock, second that. There's no further discussion for or against. So I'll put all those in favour.
Aye.
Against? Clear and carry.
The landfill is next. Councillor Baker's declared an interest for item around the construction of the landfill cell.
Do we need a division, do we, for that development?
I think we do, yeah.
Right. Oh,
sorry,
we do.
Just ask Sue to come back in. Sorry.
Thanks for picking that up.
Still got
vote. Sorry, Sue, we have to record the vote on that.
You know,
on the division. So, all in favour?
Aye.
Against? Declared carried and is unanimous, Jill. So, the 8 councillors present.
Thank you, councillor.
Forget about that.
Next report there on construction of the landfill and extra cell.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, this is just a notation report just to basically identify the future planning and being in a position to accommodate future needs, basically.
And it's already out for tender?
Got it out to tender, closes on the 26th of this month.
Okay.
Oh, quotations.
Okay. Inland rail, will we charge for using the facility?
What we're looking at is in the fees and charges, anything from inland rail will be priced on application so that we've got control of that. And as noted in the report, we don't want to break the threshold of 5,000 tonnes per annum where we need, where that kicks in with an environmental protection licence.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
This resolution that the report be noted in landfill, Councillor Pearce. Councillor Naden, put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. If you ask Councillor Baker to resume, the next one is a biodiversity stewardship site.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, this is basically just to identify the complexity around the legislation and explore future options for council and what those potential costs are going to be with the purchase of these sites.
Or contributing to the fund.
Yeah.
So it's fairly complex, you said a fairly complex matter, this, isn't it?
It is.
There's no appetite from government to change it either.
Nope.
You want to support us in any way.
Yeah.
Because of the issue burden that falls upon us and also other developers.
Kind of stifle development, isn't it?
What did they say about the dingo fence at the JR?
The dingo fence, which has been built in Western New South Wales, has an $80 million biodiversity offset cost.
$80 million?
$80 million. And the original government funding to build the or extend the dingo fence was a budget of $37 million. So more than double. It's tripling the cost of the project. Yeah.
It's, there's problems there, and I quite that really, that's not very exact numbers, I suppose, but that's a state government project. But when you're looking at a project like a dingo fence that has environmental outcomes in that, and they're levying themselves, these sort of numbers are not going to change.
I think I heard Scottish recently that the whole inland rail project from Melbourne to Brisbane has about a 320 odd million biodiversity offset cost.
Let's get down to the tube on a full project cost.
Oh, but you've got to remember that there's not a huge amount of green from the site, in there.
We're developing the site of that GrainCorp with the most timber on, don't we?
Pretty much. So anywhere you've got vegetation is the issue.
Has the site been checked over by accredited contractors like Department of Planning, they check it over and tell you what the problem is up there.
So, did you want to respond to that?
Which one are you talking about? The GrainCorp site? As part of the DA process, the planning consultant who are engaged to put the DA together, they've engaged their own ecologists, and their ecologists who are accredited under the Biodiversity Offset Scheme have been out and assessed the site, and there's a presumption of presence in a lot of things. So, whilst there's not a koala there, the presumption is that there could be. So, and that goes along with all the other different sort of endangered species or threatened species. So, so to answer your question, yes, their ecologists have been out there and they're accredited under the scheme. They put it into this model and the calculator spits out a figure. What we've said to the state government is that the calculator is wrong. That land economics is wrong. It's my work in Western Sydney where land prices are very high, or, you know, Newcastle, Wollongong, something like that, but it doesn't work in the regions.
So they come up with, did they find an animal or an insect or a tree or a plant? Did they come up with the names and all
yes,
those?
Yes, it's fully listed, but as I said, it's, they don't need to be there from to consider it just because they're not there, because it could be that it's not part of their migration cycle. It could be that it's a plant that grows in the wintertime and not the time of day. So there's all this presumption. It's quite a convoluted process. I don't pretend to be an expert in it by any means, but from what I've seen, there is a process that the ecologists are accredited to follow.
So they didn't actually find...
Well, they didn't see any koalas.
They didn't find any plants that should be there.
No, there's a range of species and flora and fauna that they've identified.
You'd have to have I'd have to go through.
Find
yeah.
What were they?
But, I couldn't rattle them off the top of my head. They've got all these weird mindful names.
Yeah,
like a goanna or did they actually didn't say what animal they found there. So you need to know, so when you have your bite of the other block of ground, you need to be able to, that animal to fly there. So I'm just wondering, did they find that a animal or a...
As I said, they don't need to... I can't answer that because the report doesn't refer that it actually said sighted it or not. They presume presence. So a glossy black cockatoo mightn't have been there when the ecologist was there, but the fact that they frequent the area is a presumed presence. And the same with all the other major Mitchell cockatoos and the barking owls and all those sort of birds and black-headed snakes, and I'll
any
give
mice?
You a list. I'm happy to give you a list. Yeah, there's plenty of mice, but I'll be happy to give you a list and show you. But they look at a list of what's known to frequent the area, and that's what they work off.
Yeah.
So whether it's up to us, and as I spoke about in the previous report, it's up to us now to say, well, to reduce the financial burden of this, you've then got to rule them out. And to rule them out, you've then got to have surveys over a period of time, and those period of time is not just a one-off. You've got to survey them over a 12-month period to say, categorically say whether they frequent or don't frequent the area.
So
that's riddled, isn't
12
it?
12 months, like before you go doing building.
If you went down the track of trying to eliminate the presence of them, there is a process to go through, and the process, as it's been explained to us, is that it has to be periodically through the year as to tying their migration cycles or their breeding cycles or their, or whatever, you know, food source might be present on those particular trees at that given time.
So at this stage, who owns the land? Is it GrainCorp?
GrainCorp owns the land.
Because it was farming land 20 years ago when we bought it over.
Yes, and sawmill site. And so it doesn't, all that's been presented to them. And
yes.
Can't win that one.
Ask more questions than an answer. So the recommendation is that the report be noted. So I'm running with Councillor Nade and Councillor Faker. No further questions. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. The next ones are the minutes of committee meetings for adoption. It's the Sports Council and the Turrawanna Management Committee. Thanks, Councillor Lockyer. The recommendation on page 37.
Just some questions through you, Mr. Mayor, to Brian. As the Turrawanna committee meetings, you know, losing a bit of interest, are they?
Not really. You can ask the chair who found the last meeting extremely hilarious, but it's quite serious at times. You know, we need to refresh the new members, and we held off because of the council election for the deferred year, so we didn't come up more people on,
yeah.
Except Lester Thurston recently. But no, it's not losing any impetus or enthusiasm, but we need to come
yeah.
the next election.
When did you renew it?
Well, to get some more people onto it, there's a few people on it can't get to meet. It turned out can't get to meetings. I'm a bit disappointed you only see three.
Yeah.
Out of five or six, their last meeting, but we'll renew our membership. I would hope. And no, but it hasn't lost its enthusiasm, and it is trying to achieve its charter as best as it can. Unfortunately, some of the members get sidetracked rather badly. in terms of what their role is.
Thank you. Okay, so
it's
moved by Councillor Lachlan. Do I have a second? Councillor Ricky. I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Is carried. Committee meetings for notation. That is the Consultative Committee and the Interagency, with a note there in regard to the Traffic Committee. And the recommendation there. Is the one contained on page 45. Maybe noted, so I'm not going to move that way. Councillor Beard, Councillor. Councillor Mudford, I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Carried. We're going to have to fix this seat in two. We've got a staff member in amongst the councillors. Next meeting.
To cause the Mr. Mayor cause some confusion, doesn't it?
For all the present amongst us.
Did you give Joe start to put a hand up?
It has been a tendency, but that's not the problem. Not saying Joe.
Rolling's not here.
Okay, sorry. Didn't
realise. Move on to reports for information and notation. The bank balances. And we found that Jack Towney money, which is very pleasing.
It's back.
The bank deposits, outstanding matters from previous meetings. Development applications. Recommendation on page 52 there that those reports be noted. Once we move Councillor Walker, Councillor Lockner, I'll put that in those in favour.
Aye.
Against carried. Thank you, councillors. That ends the formal business of the council. I'll turn this meeting closed at 5:02. Anyone would like to cease the recording?